This goes to Melissa, M-E-L-I-S-A, B like boy, A, Z like zebra, U, I, N like November, P-A-C. Fax is 810-275-0307. Regarding Cynthia, C-Y-N-T-H-I-A, Wakeman, W-A-K-E-M-A-N, hyphen Stearns, S like Sam, T, E, A, R, and like November, S like Sam. Date of birth, 11-15 of 1950. Dear Miss B-A-Z-U-I-N, this is a consultation for Miss Wakeman Stearns, who was sent for evaluation of elevated creatinine since 2020. The patient has been feeling well. She has no current symptoms of chronic kidney disease. She was hospitalized for shortness of breath in ALMA 12/7/21 to 12/9/2021. It was a viral upper respiratory infection, but not COVID. Everything did improve. She felt better and was discharged 2 days after she was admitted. She's had no problems since then. She denies headaches or dizziness, no chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no constipation, no edema, no ulcerations or unusual rashes. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, gout, hypothyroidism, type 2 diabetes, non-alcoholic fatty liver disease with chronically elevated liver function tests, hyperlipidemia, obesity, and a history of primary hyperparathyroidism. Past surgical history, she's had bilateral total knee replacements, tubal ligation, colonoscopy, and parathyroidectomy with 3 3/4 of the 4 glands removed. So there is 1/4 of a parathyroid gland remaining in her body. Social history, the patient is single. She lives with her significant other. She is a non-smoker, and she does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. Family history is significant for hypertension, myocardial infarction, stroke, and alcohol and substance abuse. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, she's allergic to metformin. Medications, glipizide 10 milligram daily, allopurinol 150 milligram daily, losartan 100 milligram daily, chlorthalidone 25 milligram daily, metoprolol 25 milligram twice a day, Lipitor 40 milligram daily, Norvasc 5 milligram daily, aspirin 81 milligram daily, colchicine 0.6 milligram one daily as needed for gout flare-ups. Trulicity, pens 4.5 milligram once weekly, Farxiga, F-A-R-X-I-G-A, 10 milligram once daily, Synthroid is 55 microgram once daily. She's not using any oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. Physical exam, height is 64 inches, weight 196 pounds, pulse 66, oxygen saturation 95% on room air, and blood pressure 112 over 70. Neck is supple, there's no lymphadenopathy and no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is obese, soft, non-tender. Extremities, there's no edema. Pulses are 2+, brisk capillary refill in the lower extremities and feet. Labs and diagnostic studies. Most recent labs were done July 12th of 2022. Creatinine is 1.4 with estimated GFR 37. May 12th, 2022, creatinine 1.1, GFR 49. 12-8-21, creatinine 1.2, 44, GFR. 12-7-21, creatinine 1.2, GFR 37. July 22nd of 2020, creatinine 1.2, GFR 45. We have a kidney ultrasound and bladder, kidney and bladder ultrasound. Right kidney was 10 centimeters. No hydronephrosis, no stones, no cysts. Left kidney is 9.8 centimeters, also no hydronephrosis, no stones or cysts, essentially negative. She had a 2D echocardiogram, transthoracic type, 12-8 of 2021. Ejection fraction was 60, plus or minus 5. She had borderline left ventricular hypertrophy, no pericardial effusion, and grade 1 diastolic dysfunction. Other labs, July 12th of 2021, calcium normal at 9.1, sodium 138, potassium 4.1, carbon dioxide 26, albumin is 4.5, liver enzymes, the SGOT is 120, the SGPT 95, and the alkaline phosphatase 181. Microalbumin to creatinine ratio is normal at 21. Hemoglobin 13.9 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, most likely secondary to uncontrolled type 2 diabetes and hypertension. The patient is working on improved control with diabetes. She has a 24-hour glucose monitoring device on her left arm, and she's now on Trulicity, Farxiga, and she's on the Glipizide, and she believes her blood sugar control has improved already. We've asked her to have lab studies done every 3 months and follow a low-salt diabetic diet. She should avoid oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug use, and she'll be rechecked by this practice in 6 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.